This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. We're talking about a rock star in cybersecurity, rock star CEO Pat Clawson of CheckRed. Pat's done this many times. He's building an incredible company that covers everything on cloud security all in one platform. Pat, welcome to the hot seat today.
Thank you for having me. Good to see you.
So let's dive down into this. There's a lot of cloud point solutions on the market, but you're offering kind of the centralized cloud security dashboard. You're covering SaaS, IaaS, and PaaS software as a service, infrastructure as a service, platform as a service in a single multi-tenant platform. Is that real?
That is real. That is very real.
So CheckRed is able to do all this, and you're doing like cloud computing, entitlement posture management. Give us some of the things you do and some of the vulnerabilities you've been able to uncover and help people fix their cloud environment.
Yeah, look, we started out originally trying to solve what we saw as the macro cloud problem. We saw vendors that were out there that were either handling IaaS and PaaS or they were handling SaaS, but they weren't doing all of it in a single location. And our view is that you needed to do that. Our other view was that it needed to be on a multi-tenant platform. There's a large portion of the global market that is handled by the service providers of the world. And they have the same requirements as everybody else. It's just more difficult to get to them often. So we went down the path of, you know, CNAPP, including the infrastructure entitlement management, workload protection for servers, full SSPM, full CSPM. We've actually gone as far as to add Kubernetes posture management onto the platform now, as well as Active Directory posture management, which is a step beyond where most others are, so that we could give our customers a very, very comprehensive look at their compliance posture against their cloud and their SaaS apps, as well as any of the vulnerabilities that exist within those particular worlds as well, so that they could get in front of them, remediate, and stay safe.
Now, a lot of companies are shifting as much as they can into the cloud, which puts them in a more productive environment. People can travel, people can get access to things easily, but there's an identity and regulatory compliance risk management issue when we move so much to the cloud, is there not?
Oh, there is. And what we've found almost universally, and this is one of the most fun aspects of cyber that I've ever been in, because when you do a proof of concept, it lights up very quickly when you're scanning your cloud environments. Very rarely do people have a complete understanding of the misconfigurations that and the risk that those misconfigurations from their cloud environments are imposing upon their business. And it's always enlightening, and people go, whoa, and it happens very quickly. And it's real work. It's not like there's one or two things, right? It's significant. And the same thing on the SaaS side of their world. There's so many things that are misconfigured that they have no idea about. That's a very rich POC experience.
Do you discover apps that people didn't even think they were running in the cloud? Because I've heard there's been a lot of shadow IT problems as well when we move to the cloud.
Yeah, part of what we do on the platform is when our customers have known apps in their environment, whether they're CRM tools, whether they're the banking tools, whatever they might be using, and they load those up and they're monitoring for those. We're also discovering the third-party apps that are hanging off of those, like a commonly known one would be a Calendly hanging off of a 365. The organization doesn't always know where that exists, who's using it, or if they're using it. So it's getting all that into one place so that they can put rules around it.
That's excellent. And is this API-based? How are you deployed?
Yeah, look, we built this behind our one of our founders, Pavan Gorakhave. We decided to build a 100% API-based platform, and our API, pages directly on our platform. You can access anything that we have at any time. You can actually operate completely headless if you want to on our platform.
And when you find these vulnerabilities and misconfigurations, do you map that at all to things like the MITRE ATT&CK framework or to regulatory compliance issues?
Yeah, we do. So we expose the CVEs for anything that's happening in your cloud or SaaS world as well, which you can drill deeply into and understand affected assets, et cetera, CWEs, all the above. But we also map directly to the MITRE dashboard, which is also represented on our platform. So we will identify any of the tactics and techniques that are under or they're being utilized in your environment real time. And then we guide you directly to how you action against that. So we'll create an alert around any of those tactics or techniques. And then you can drill into each one of those, and that alert will have a level of criticality associated with it. And then it's going to have your remediation instructions if you're not collaborating with a third-party tool, but it'll give you step-by-step remediation instructions. It will give you the specific MITRE ATT&CK detail associated with that alert. And then it will also help you understand which frameworks have been impacted, which assets have been impacted, et cetera.
Can I get all that information from my Splunk or my ServiceNow for, remediation by my IT staff?
Yeah, absolutely. The way we built the platform was designed not to throw more agents into the world than needed to be out there. So most of our customer set or our partners have existing cybersecurity platforms that they've invested in, whether it's a SIEM, a SOAR, an XDR platform. So we built collaboration into our platform. So we will send that alert detail to Splunk via Splunk app or to Zscaler or to CrowdStrike or SentinelOne or Sumo, whatever, so that they can begin actioning a remediation cycle on that. And when they're done, it lets us know and we rescan to verify that it's been successful so that we know we've done the right thing.
That is excellent. Patrick, this platform sounds amazing. And again, I could live and breathe in your dashboard to take care of everything as well.
You could live and breathe inside my platform?
In the dashboard, in other words, if I just wanted to use your data, if I were a small to medium-sized enterprise, 500 users,
Oh yeah, 100%, Gary. Yeah, most of our customers operate directly within the platform. We do have larger service providers around the world that have their own infrastructure that they deploy to the customer. They really want that to be customer forward. They can just leverage our APIs and move us completely to a headless state for sure.
And talk about how you're deployed, how quickly you can get up and running, and who's your favorite, your sweet spot kind of customer and size.
Yeah, so getting up and deployed, look, we're really straightforward. When you built out this platform, every step is videoed for, hey, if you're not sure what to do here, watch a quick video clip. So we have unlimited organizations on our platform. We have unlimited business units. We don't charge by either one of those. We just charge by, licensed users or employee count. So that's one simple component. As soon as you set up your org, which is very quick, takes just a couple of minutes to set up an organization. You then start adding the applications to it. So which cloud environments do I want to add? And crazy things you have to do, like set your scan frequency, not difficult. It's a button. Do you want to scan for Kubernetes clusters? That's a button. And then when you get into the SaaS apps, you're just adding your apps. It takes a couple of minutes for each one. And then once you have them added, each one of them is initiating a scan in the background. And I'll tell you, in a 1,000 user environment, we just did a group out of the APAC, a couple of weeks ago, a 1,200 user environment. By the time we'd loaded Azure, by the time we'd loaded Entra and 365, and we got down to, okay, let's start bringing on the frameworks that you want to monitor against and start building reports. After about 12 minutes, all of the alerts had populated with the guided remediation instructions, and they were just flabbergasted because it would have taken a human a very long period of time to get that done. So literally, 15, 20 minutes.
Wow, I was going to ask you about guided remediation, and also, don't you have an AI-powered search engine, and how does that work?
Yeah, we do. So it's all the engine is confined to, it's closed in our world, right? We're not reaching out talking to the rest of the planet. But it is a beta tool right now, which is very, large language model. It helps you, ask query questions, correlate data on the platform, understand risk as it pertains to something else on the platform. So it's really trying to bring those pieces together. We're trying hard not to overuse that expression because we feel like it's a little bit overused, but there are very definitive benefits for allowing that to use its brain to help a generalized user solve problems or identify problems.
That's wonderful. And what kind of compliance reports can be produced with your system at CheckRed?
Yeah, so we have fully embraced the CIS framework, the latest version of CIS. So that's completely on board. We've got about 530 different frameworks that we support on the platform today. And we will literally take every app that we support, we'll crosswalk it to every relevant control to every framework that we support out of that CIS. We also allow customers to upload their own custom frameworks if they have their own, which they do. And we're continually adding new frameworks. Like there's a banking one in Saudi Arabia. There's some PII ones for India. So we're continually building these out on the platform, but it's very, very comprehensive.
That is fantastic. And I'm curious, are you sold direct or through channel? How do we get a hold of CheckRed?
Yeah, look, come to our website. We can guide you to our partners from our website. We're 99% partner-based, and that's the way we want to operate. So we have resellers around the world. We have MSPs and MSSPs around the world that are the pointy end of our spear. If you come to our website, you can schedule a demo. It doesn't take more than 30 minutes to walk you through the complete, platform end to end. But we also have a freemium solution. You can download it, run it for free, 100 users, and give it a test in your own environment.
Patrick, that is wonderful. Is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
I do want to emphasize that when you're doing things like this, particularly on the SaaS side, it's not about the logos that you cover. It's about the quality of what you do. So instead of adding, we aren't going to add logos. And that's why we say we just try to cover the top 95%. Because when we add one, like a 365, we'll do 132 policy checks on 365. But we're going to do Intune on top of that. We're going to do Entra on top of that. We're going to do Defender on top of that. We're going to do SharePoint. So these scans need to be deep and meaningful. If they're not, they're only covering part of the problem, and you're still exposed. And you need to understand that. Either do everything you're capable of doing efficiently, or you're leaving yourself exposed. It's like, what's the point?
Wow, you've nailed it. So, folks, you heard it here first from Pat Clawson, the CEO of CheckRed. Pat, I'm so honored to have you in my hot seat. Folks, secure your entire cloud. Do it right, affordable, cost-effective, and even try it for free.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert, and my good friend, Gary Milevsky.